Well, hello again. How are you doing? Are you enjoying your summer? Yes. You doing all kinds of fun things? What's that?
I'm going to a camp.
You're leaving for camp today? And you're going. What kind of a camp are you going to?
Horse.
Horse camp? A horse is a horse, of course, and nobody talks like I talk. That's a little before your time. That was the amazing Mr. Ed. And how about you? Are you going to a camp too?
All right, when I came back on Friday.
From what camp?
Camp Crestfield.
Yeah, what was the theme for the day?
There is no theme, really.
No theme, other than the fact that Jesus loves you, right? Okay. Yeah,
Bible study. There's canoeing. There's stuff like that.
Boy, you're having a whole lot more fun than we are. Maybe we all ought to go to camp. I used to operate for years when I was in northwestern Pennsylvania back in the 80s, Westminster Highland. They had a fishing camp that they asked me to run every year, and that was a lot of fun. You know, we'd go fishing different places there. Unfortunately, the last two years I did, there was a terrible drought, and so we had to be a little bit more creative. But we'd spend 2 days coming down the Allegheny River on canoes and all that, and we'd camp out and all. So camp is some of the best memories that I have. Well, this morning I'm going to be talking about Jesus as our shepherd. Do you know anything about sheep?
They're fluffy, and that's all I know.
They're fluffy. Well, you know, dogs are fluffy too, but they're not sheep, right? You know anything about sheep?
They're at barns.
They're what?
They're at barns.
They're at barns.
You can use
barns, you mean Barnes and Noble, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? No? Okay. Well, are sheep the most intelligent of the animals?
Nope.
Boy, you know the answer to that one real quickly, don't you? Actually, sheep are kind of dumb. I would never say that to a sheep personally, because I wouldn't want to insult a sheep. But behind a sheep's back, I can say that they're pretty stupid. You know, they're not like a dog where you can train and say, dog, go in the refrigerator and get me a Pepsi, you know, and they'll come back with a Pepsi for you or anything. You can't do that with a sheep. You know, sheep are so dependent on a shepherd. And you know what a shepherd is?
Yes. Somebody takes care of sheep.
Somebody takes care. Okay, so I'm not talking about a German shepherd. I'm talking about a shepherd, right? A shepherd is someone who takes care of the sheep and looks after them. Because sheep don't take good care of themselves very well. In other words, you know, number one, they've always got their heads down, don't they? And they're always eating. And a lot of times, they'll just kind of wander away as they're following the food patch. And the next thing you know, they look back and they realize they're lost. They don't know where they are. They don't know how to come back and find the fold.
That's why you have dogs.
That's why you have dogs, is right. Who needs a shepherd when you have a dog, right? And, they need to be guided into the pen, where it's kind of like a barn, which is an open area where they're all kept together. They need to be cared for. In other words, there has to be food for them, but there also has to be water for them. They need to be protected, because at any time, a wolf can kind of find its way into the pen and devour some of the sheep, you know? So, sheep are very dependent upon shepherds, but we love sheep.
And that's why you have two dogs.
That's why you have two dogs, okay. But you know why we love sheep and why we raise them? Because number one, they provide us with wool. And from wool, we're able to make clothing, right? But also, we like to eat sheep too, you know. We don't tell that to the sheep either. I want to show you a picture. What is that a picture of?
He must be strong.
Yeah, what is that? Some guy doing what?
Holding a sheep and caring for it.
All right.
Is that Jesus?
How do you know it's Jesus?
It looks like him.
It's kind of the portrayal. That's supposed to be a picture of Jesus holding a sheep, a lamb. I don't think Jesus would be holding a big sheep, you know, but a little lamb. And the Bible speaks about us being as lambs, as sheep, but also like lambs. You know, in other words, we're very vulnerable. You know, we need to be cared for just like those sheep need to be cared for. And Jesus, who's the Son of God, He loves us and promises that He will care for us, that He will protect us, He'll walk with us, He'll take us to where there's food, He'll see that we get water. If there's danger, He promises to step between us and the danger that threatens us. We have that kind of a commitment from Jesus, the Son of God. This is how much that He loves us. That there are times that He even will put Himself in danger in order to save us, to protect us. And then there are times that some of us get so far lost that we don't know our way back to the rest of the flock. He leaves all the great mass of sheep that He has to care for. He leaves them in search of the one that is lost because He loves each one. And it also says that His sheep know His voice, so that at the end of the day when He calls them, He says, all right, come on boys, let's go, come on girls. They all follow His voice because they know they can trust His voice. Just like we can trust whom? Jesus. Your parents. Your parents are like shepherds too. And the church is like a shepherd as well, isn't it? Because we care for you. Well, now you know it. The church is like a shepherd because we care for you guys, we love you guys, and we want to make sure that you're going to be safe and you're going to grow in a love of Jesus Christ just like we are.
Shepherd I've ever seen.
What's that, the church?
It's the biggest shepherd I've ever seen.
Well, you're looking at the building. I'm talking about the people in the church. That's the real church, okay? Let's all grab hands. You ready to pray? All right. You better hold on to your sister twice. That's hard. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for caring for us and looking after us in the way that you do. You know, we have a lot of confidence in you and there's peace in our heart because you are the great shepherd and you love us with an eternal love. And we know that nothing will ever separate us from the presence and the love and the care of you, the great shepherd of our lives. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.